Hi everyone, welcome back to Girls Don't Cry. Today we have Jacob on again and we are going to be talking about girl code and bro code and like what we think it is, how important we feel it is personally, and also like the different perspectives on it between girls and boys. So firstly, what does what would you say the definition of girl and bro code is? Let's start with Jacob. What would you say the definition of bro code is?
I think bro code is something that like every group changes within itself, but I think it's the number, like the rules are always like guys come before girls. Like if you've got a girlfriend and she's like, oh, come meet me, and the guy's like, come meet me, the guys have to win, and you break that bro code. Or like, but I think also the bro code is an idea that you like stick to your bro. Like if you've got mates, and it's like sort of like it relates to like lad culture, the idea of like if your mate gets in a fight, you back them in some circumstances. Like, yeah, it's just a sense of loyalty that you have to people. And I think for most, like in the last podcast I was talking about mental health and stuff, I think for most of it the bro code can be very unhealthy, but then again also very healthy. Like unhealthy in the sense that it has this odd sense of like not talking about feelings, but in the same sense it does feel great to be part of a friendship group that has a bro code, that you know that there's someone backing you, you know that there's like a mate behind you constantly. Yeah, that's what the bro code is.
So
to
you'd
me
say it was a positive thing?
I'd say it's somewhere between a positive and a negative. I think it's a positive thing in the sense that if you have a bro code, you have mates who will stay with you. Negative things, sometimes it can be misinterpreted towards being like a very, like, lads don't talk about feelings, we're all tough, let's go.
I would definitely say code's misinterpreted. But what do you guys think about girl code? Do you think it's even still a thing?
I think girl code is so important.
Do you? For me, the only thing that really like comes into girl code is yes, being loyal to your friends, but also like when it comes to boys.
Yeah, so that's why it's so important.
That's the only thing I can think of when I think of girl code, I think of you don't go out with, you don't talk to someone that your friends or your sister or any girl you know that you're kind of like close to, you don't get involved, you don't go there.
Do you think that's girl code or do you think that's just being a good person?
No, I think
because this is where I, because you know some people are like, well that's girl code, got to stick to it, but I'm like, I'm just nice, I don't want to hurt anyone's
morality.
Feelings.
I think it's the same thing, there's an overlap. And also what I would say falls under girl code is like you said, Jacob, like if you have a friend that you've had for like what 3 years and then you've had a boyfriend that you've had for what 2 months and your friend that you've had for 3 years has made plans for you, you would not change those plans for the boy. Like that's what I also think.
But then again,
it falls under
balance?
Friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girl code, or do you just balance it between them?
Yeah, that's true.
Because
I think that's actually very interesting you've put it that way, because I think code, it's been exchanged for morality. Like it's this idea that if everyone doesn't have the same set of morals, you're not on the same page. Mm. Therefore, if you just went by everyone's moral compass, it would change. Like I could go get with someone and be like, well, that's not my moral compass.
That's why you need a code.
I think some people say the code is that you don't do that, and then it sets everyone morals in the same way. That can either be restricting or it can stop so many arguments.
Yeah.
I think in general it's just the idea of having a set of guidelines, kind of that a mutual understanding. You shouldn't have to spell it out.
To be friends
with someone, you shouldn't have to spell it out. Like with being friends with someone, obviously everyone can have different morals and stuff. Like I can accept that, acknowledge it, whatever. I don't have to like it all the time, but it's just when you're friends with someone, you're friends with them for a reason, because you have the same values most of the time or similar ones, and you've built a friendship based on trust, based on loyalty, on and on and on. That interlinked with that friendship is you building your own girl code. So whilst it may be different between girls, mm-hmm. and between like your different friends, it's still there, it's still strong. It's something you've built your friendship on and within, instead of it being such a hard thing. Like our constitution isn't codified, which means it can change. It's like it can change however it goes, but there are still just things you like keep. You wouldn't murder someone,
you don't,
because you know you'd go to prison. You wouldn't go sleep with your best friend's boyfriend because you know that you wouldn't be best friends anymore. That's code, that is girl code and
But
do we need a code?
Do we need a code?
Yeah.
I think if we all have morality in our lives, and if that moral seems kind of obvious at some point, so you don't do that. If something like a bro code, I can't talk for girl code, I personally don't have an opinion on it.
That's all right.
But for a bro code, I think a bro code can cause like incredible damage to a friendship group. Like it can, like, people can manipulate the bro code to like benefit themselves. So therefore, if you can have morality over a bro code, morality seems a better option, but morality has less of that like inclusive, like it is a club pretty much, by having a bro code with a bunch of mates, like you're part of a gang, you're like repping like these cool kids, like group, like we're bro code. Yeah. You have that great, like, and it is a good feeling to be part of a friendship group that has that as a group, but it does like have its really negative side.
I think this is why I keep kind of questioning like morality or girl code and obviously bro code, because it's that thing, if people look at these kind of codes as like religiously and go, okay, you've done that, bye, like get out of my life, because there is people that take it to the extreme. And I understand, like we've said, you'll never, like, I hope none of us around this table will just like go and sleep with a friend's partner or any of that, but it's, and I'm not saying turn around and go, don't worry, there's no code, best
it's
mates
fine.
again, but it's kind of that, like, I feel like forgiveness is more important than a girl code. I think, I'm not saying turn around and like completely throw respect out the window, but you should stick to your morality, and then when you are ready to, I think that's when forgiveness, you should just not like ignore someone for the rest of your life just because they've gone against girl code, because people can change.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think we should put a label on girl code, boy code, like it being a code, it's not a set of rules you write down. It's not, you're not writing in a burn book. It's what your friendship has been built on.
Yeah.
And breaking that trust, for me, you could encompass it in the girl code, whatever. But that is, it's just what your friendship is built on. And you don't break that without thinking that something fundamental is going to change in your friendship. Mm. And can't accept that, you can't just be like, I'm going to do that, I'm going to break their trust, I'm going to break their loyalty, I'm going to lie to their face, then go behind their back and do something I told them I'd never do. Not that I'm speaking from experience or anything. And then expect the other person to not be upset, angry, frustrated at it.
Yeah, and I agree with that. But then obviously, as I think it's with you, when these things happen, you would never, like, in about 5 years, turn around and be like, girl code, not speaking to her ever again.
No.
But I changed my perspective on that person.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, you even, but then...
Trust, though, it's the idea of trust. Like, if
can trust be built?
Yeah, exactly. But like, if it is so black and white as you say, it can have like massive negative impacts. Like, we've all done shit we regretted in our lives. Like, no one's led like an angel's life here. Like, no one's been like that. If you think there is an unforgivable sin in that sense, like you did that, that means that cannot be forgiven. That is your set of morals, but that could be different to other sets of morals. I think in a bro code, it's very different. Like, if my mates had relationships after my friends have had relationships with other people, like, they have had, like, numerous things, like, there isn't that stigma around it. So I think a bro code is more like a sense of honour and entitlement, like, you have an honour and a duty to protect us in, like, the fighting sense and this sense, whereas in the female sense of the word, stereotypically, there's less of that, there's less of, like, you have to back me, there is more of the sense that I have to trust you, because, like I said in the last podcast, it is trust, and I think, as girls, that is something beautiful that you guys managed to create so quickly, is trust and, like, lovingness towards each other. And if men had half the talent you guys did to do that, we wouldn't have this.
He knows how to flatter us. Yeah.
But
it is true, though. It is, because, like, with the podcast, like, we have known each other for...
This podcast brought us together.
Yeah.
And now we just share everything.
We were strangers before this.
Yeah,
And now I trust...
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
We literally walked in on the first day, and it was like
everything.
Gossip, who agrees with who, like, everything.
But maybe girls are, yeah, and like, thankfully, none of that has had negative impacts. But sometimes it can, like,
yeah.
And maybe
but that, But that trust is beautiful. Like, you trusting someone is such a great feeling. Like, no one can deny that. Having trust in someone means you have, like, an, like, affection towards them. You trust them with something. And, like, a secret shared with that person, a trust shared with that person creates, like, a stronger bond between two people. And that bond, like, that bond is very strong. And then when that's broken, you're breaking some sort of girl code as well, which just adds insult to injury. Like, if you've already hurt that person by breaking some sort of code, and then you go on to do whatever you do and break your friendship, I think trust at that point, you lose all trust for that person. But with something as black and white as a girl code, like, if you do this, you're out. You can never build that trust back up, and you do lose a lot of that love and affection that, however much you like to deny it afterwards, oh no, I didn't actually like that person, Nana. But, like, you do still like that person. There is a reason you guys were friends. Therefore, you might be worsening your life for sticking to a set of rules that girls in general say that's what you don't do.
I think for a hypothetical situation, completely hypothetical.
Oh, Amy, a hypothetical situation.
You're friends with someone and you're linking someone. And then you enter.
By the way, for those like me that are chatting with, I didn't know before they explained it to me.
Yeah, like talking, getting off with them, etc, etc. So, and then you end it with someone, maybe for mental health reasons, and they're chatting to them, the same person, and like just as friends, and they're getting closer, and you ask them about it, and you ask the boy, and you ask them, and they're like, they get really angry at you, and they're like, how dare you ask me that? Then you find out they're actually linking and they didn't tell you, and then they get angry at you when you're upset that they didn't tell you. For me, hypothetically, that would completely change the situation.
Yeah, 100%.
Because if that person had come to me and say, look, I nearly said the hypothetical name there, X and I started linking. I'm really sorry, I know the circumstances, I can't help these feelings, is it okay? Rather than...
See, that's girl code.
That's following the girl code.
But then again, if you break that black and white code, it's not that you've... It's not the thing that hurts most out of that is you feel betrayed and lied to. Like,
yes,
I've been hurt by mates before, like,
oh yeah, it's
sense.
Not
but
it's
like,
not the breaking of the code,
exactly,
that's the wrong thing.
It's
you,
the
hurt
you
and
liked
the...
someone, yeah, and then they proved you wrong as the person you thought they were by doing something.
So that's my next question. Do you think the labels of girl code, boy code are just things, constructions of society that help us put labels on the emotions we feel about situations?
Yes.
I think it's an easier way to talk about having a moral compass. So rather than it being two separate things, I think each group creates their own moral compass. I think every human being like actually does. Like, you do more, your brain develops the most and your character is built the most in the first 5 years of your life. They say you set up your own moral code in that time. So that's why you have these like Brother Grimm fairy tales that have been adapted from the endings. So they're all happy endings, and morally they are as straight as it goes. They're what society sees as morally correct. You build those morals up, they develop with, as teenagers develop, as gossip is created, as things like that are created, your moral compass that you've had from beginning adapts with that, surely. So therefore you have like a sense that that is your code, that is just an adaption or another easier way of talking about moral compasses.
But then I think, like, how you said about girl code being black and white, I don't think it is.
It's because
some girls, like, you don't actually have to be that good friends with them, and they're like, oh, she broke the girl code, like, because she's talking to that guy that I used to talk to, like, 6 months ago or whatever. Like, what, when do you draw the line? Like, some girls actually see girl code as any girl. Like, if you know that girl and they know that you've had a boyfriend, you're not allowed to go there. But then what point do you say? And it's like, well, what point is it okay and what point is not okay?
I think the foundation of girl code does apply to any girl, but when I say that, girl code is respect to other girls and having the ability to, and I understand when you start to build a closer relationship with a girl or even a boy, like, you have to be respectful of their thing. But I don't, that's the thing, I feel like some situations girl code can be taken too far. But then I think you've just got to keep it, girl code should be a relative thing. You should, it's always about trust and respect. And if you can't apply those principles to the situation, then your morality is in the wrong place. I think that's the main point.
I also think with the whole black and white thing, breaking, like, it's not as black and white to say if you break girl code, I'm never talking to you again. Mm-hmm. Like, that is not... I think there's different levels of severity breaking the code. And also, like, the girl code was broken with me today, but it was by, like, one of my best friends. So I didn't even pull her up on it, but I was just kind of like, oh... Like, yeah. I'll just keep that in mind for the next couple of days. No, but, like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh, if you break any aspect of the girl code, I'm never speaking to you again. Like, that's not what
this
it's
about.
This
is not like Mean Girls.
It's just like, it just changes your perspective.
Yeah, and also I think, like, it doesn't... Like, I think the situation and how you kind of, like, address what they've done to you is also not necessarily what they've done. But, like, say you were talking to a boy and then your friend was talking to them, like, a couple months later and they, you know, stopped talking after 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you're not going to be as bothered as if they kept talking and eventually went out because... it didn't carry on, but it's the same thing. It's just depending on
but
what
you
happens.
Would still have to approach them and be like, I'm doing this, and that's about respect.
Do you think they'd have to
flip it on its head? I believe in such thing as love. I don't know like what it is, but like the idea of love is still there. When do you prioritize what? Because as a, like
that's
I've
a
met
good idea.
I've
yeah.
met girls that I've been like. Like, I'm sure, I know that you can't do this, but I would love, like, at some point in my life, I would like to try it with that person, even though it is off limits. Like, it's the idea that, like, where do you prioritise your own happiness over your girlfriend's happiness? And then, like, your girl code gets broken over your own happiness, and being on the other end of that is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Having broken it and then regretting it and knowing that you have to rebuild that trust, you feel bad. You don't feel bad. You don't hate anyone else apart from yourself at that point. You have no one else to blame, so you feel bad. So if you look at it in time, do you think a girl code fades in age? Do you think as you get older that goes?
I think if you truly like someone, obviously, as I've said before, like, girl code is respect. And I understand... And also going to the hypothetical situation now, it's difficult to say, like, oh, they're off limits now, like, but it's actually kind of, it's just doing it in a way that's respectful to everyone who's involved, because if you truly like that person, and they truly like you, and then the person who you used to like, or kind of on the side, I think all they want is respect, and they just want to kind of, like, some people find it difficult, like, for instance, let's extend this hypothetical situation. Like, if somebody was like getting with someone and then they posted it all over your social media, put it like right there, and obviously that's their choice. But if their person who said, like, they're like, oh, I'm happy for you, but can you just like give me some time to process it? I think that would be reasonable. I think it's all about having these conversations, even the mental health thing. It's just letting any feelings you have about it out, because it's so easy to go, I don't like them anymore, and then like putting a ball down or.
If we went back again to this hypothetical situation and those two friends ended up dating and they were happy and stuff, I wouldn't have an issue with that. Like,
and
I'd be happy for them. And this is the thing, in this hypothetical situation, what I would have said to those people is, do what you like, be happy, but please have the respect to tell me.
It's not about what they did or what
they do.
It's not about
the
action.
It's about how they do it.
It's about how they do it. Yeah. And I think that's one of the most important things, coming back to the respect thing. It's not about what the actual process is. It's about how it's taken place.
But I think once you lose that dialogue, once you lose that discussion between people, you lose a lot of things. Like you can break the bro code without knowing how severely you broke it. Like, you could break the bro code and not know what the other person is feeling at that point. So you could have a bro who's like really in love with this girl but never talks about it, because you can't talk about emotion,
and you don't know,
and then
you
never and then that person's so in love, and then it breaks up, but like it was only like that, no one else sees it as that, and then something happens and then someone ends up breaking the bro code. It's like, because of this stigma around bro code and girl code, it's so clear but then so unclear at the same time. Like, you can't break the bro code,
but you don't know what the bro code
is. Exactly. There isn't any definedness of it. Like,
yeah.
Because then people can use it to their advantage. If you're in an argument or something, you broke the bro code.
Yeah.
That you can't...
It's like a fundamental principle to slip that in there.
That's a conversation. That's an argument ender. Like, you broke the bro code. That person's in the wrong. Anyone could whip that out in an argument and be like, right, I've used that now.
Yeah.
You can't win. So it's sort of like... The idea of it is quite like... ancient, the idea of like having like a, like you go back into history and you can look at it, like it's written about many times, like when you look at like Shakespeare plays, they have like bond between males, like a brotherhood, things like that, brotherhoods that like unite, and like men that unite together and don't betray each other. And then that developed with society developing. We don't go to battle anymore, but we go to school.
No.
The idea no, that, you go, that we go to school and then we apply that like sense of manliness and like brotherhood in a way.
Yeah.
Then you adapt it, but then as it's adapted from what was a brotherhood, we're very clear, like you fight for your friends, like it's changed and no one's outlined it, so you can sort of be like kind of taken a you there's no outline because it's developed from something that's so different. I don't think you can properly outline what it is.
I was going to add to that, obviously going with the school and the friends, we talked a bit about like relationship, kind of how girl code and bro code states. But would you guys, you know, there's some things with like girl code and bro code where it's like, I don't like that person, so neither should any of you.
Oh. Is that's so toxic.
Is that a thing? Obviously, I agree with you, it's totally toxic. But do you think, firstly, do you think it happens more than we realise? And also, do you think anyone actually makes a difference? Does people actually believe if you say that?
That's the point where I would prioritise having a moral compass and having a bro code. Like,
yeah.
Your own morals and then that. Because, like, people, like, as soon as you have a principle that is unchangeable, people will use and abuse it in any situation. You'll always find someone sadistic that will use it and abuse it. Things like that, if you're like, I don't like that girl, I'm going to make, I have some sort of feeling, something's happened there, but I know I can have my girls back me up to make that girl feel worse about herself.
It's
sadistically.
Horrible.
Like, I don't get it because every single person has had down points in their lives. Every single person has felt bad about themselves at one point. Why would you want to force that upon someone else when you know how it makes you feel?
I literally think that could be a whole other episode in itself, because
it's
that is
horrible.
It's something that happens so much as well. Like, it is just, it is like ganging up on someone.
Yeah,
it's bullying.
Yeah,
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 it
is. It's
just bullying. And it's like, how many times have you heard, like, for instance, when we move schools, or like when you've just come into a new group of people, how many times have you heard a negative thing about someone and that's obviously the first thing someone tells you? Like,
oh,
they don't even go, like, oh, this is this person, and then they just go, like, they bring it out and go,
don't,
that person
don't
go near them.
For guys, it's probably, it's a bit different in the sense that, like, with boys, it's less of, like, a sisterhood and a brotherhood. It's a pack. Like, it's a pack mentality. Like, my mates, like most mates, we rip each other. Like, we take the piss out of anything and everything. And there is like that sense that that can also be a negative side to it. Like, you can judge people because someone's judging it, but you can also be mean within your own friendship group and not understand properly because people don't talk about it, because you don't create the right atmosphere. So I think once you tap into that, you sort of tap into this whole mess of problems that society creates for us that is like, we think this is the right thing because we want to make morality easier for ourselves and less vague. Therefore, it'll make our lives easier. Like, it's efficiency. Like, the world always becoming more efficient, and we're trying to become more efficient with emotions, which doesn't work. Because as soon as you do that, you change morality for a set of rules. Each person has different moralities, and circumstances are so different. You'll never have the same circumstance twice. Therefore, I don't think you can have... I personally don't believe in a bro code as such. I don't think it's a thing. I would say I'm part of one, but I don't think it's, I wouldn't let it limit me.
Yeah.
I think the moment it limits me as a person, that's when you have to question it.
Yeah, friendship isn't fast food. At the end of the day, you can't expect something, get it out, and it'll be done. And in less than 5 minutes, it's something that builds. And just, it's just such a,
I think the minute you turn to kind of use girl code as like your reasoning,
once it starts,
I think
being
that's
used
the
against
problem.
People,
I think morality has
the problem.
Definitely.
Yeah. Because you can't just turn around and be like, oh yeah, girl code situations, like I'm in control now. No,
or
it's
boy code.
Or boy code. It's just about, I think it's establishing a morality for yourself. Like, I think you, it was all about developing who you are as a person and not just hiding behind kind of
a code,
a social saying.
Yeah, I get
as
you.
It were.
Right. Well, shall we finish that? Yeah, okay.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much
for
coming, Jacob. We will see you next week, and thank you for listening.
Oh, I'll edit that.